Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, I am so happy that you're here on my podcast, From Head to Heart. I continue to be encouraged and inspired by you joining us over in the Facebook group community. I have a few questions before you join the Facebook group, and I really enjoy getting to hear your heart about what you're praying through right now, what you're going through, so that I know how to better show up here. And today we're going to be talking about faith over fear and really about how to feel safe with God and trust God when your heart feels weary. I love being able to share with you what the Lord shares with me, but also I like to know what it is that you're going through, which is why in the Facebook group community, we talk about these things. So make sure you join us over there. But also, I have been working diligently behind the scenes, and I will be releasing a live course very soon where we are going to be going in depth about spiritual growth. We're going to be talking about boundaries. We're going to be talking about pain. We're going to be talking about overcoming your past. We're going to be talking about how to walk through anxiety, fear, depression. There's so many things, but this is really going to be your spiritual growth framework. So make sure you join the waitlist for that because it's going to be releasing very soon. I promise you there. Something that I really want to open up with, and it's something that's kind of been on my heart because I fully believe that we need to make sure that when we're helping people, we get the right diagnosis. Because when we misdiagnose, we mistreat. So fear to me does not always mean the absence of faith. Fear can sometimes mean the absence of safety. Faith over fear is what we choose, walk out, and become disciplined in. It's not something that is just about faith over fear, and I'm going to choose that, and I'm never going to have fear. Our goal is to never not have fear. Our goal is to say, okay, fear is present. That means that there's something that's happening inside of me that I'm choosing to dwell on, to focus on. But also, fear is our body's response, right? So let's get into this. What does it mean to be safe? According to Google, safety means the condition of being protected from or unlikely to cause danger. Fear, according to Google, has a lot more definitions. It's an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief of something dangerous or a threat. It's a feeling of anxiety concerning an outcome of something or the safety of a well-being. It's a mixed feeling of dread and reverence, the likelihood of something unwelcoming happening. So this tells us the definition of fear and the definition of safety tells us two things, that fear is physical, fear is spiritual, fear is emotional. Therefore, safety means that we can feel physically safe, we can feel spiritually safe, and we can feel emotionally safe. Now, just to give you a quick example of each, physically safe, right? So to feel physically safe means you can be in somebody's presence and you know that you are protected by them. To be spiritually safe, you can be spiritually safe with the Lord, but you can also feel spiritual safety with other people in community. You're safe to share what you're working through with the Lord and what you're going through. It could be a safe church where you feel spiritually safe and not abused or anything like that. We can feel emotionally safe just by sharing what we're feeling and being able to communicate that. So fear is the exact opposite of physical, spiritual, and emotional, but I wanted to make sure you kind of got a quick image of what they can each be. So to live in faith over fear, we must know that when we're experiencing safety with God, it's all of those three. We experience fear physically through our sympathetic nervous system, our fight or flight response. And that is a stress response that communicates to our body that we need to stay, fight, run, freeze, right? Have you ever been walking alone in an alley somewhere at night? Your body's preparing for one of those things. And we even see in scripture, in Matthew 14:26, it says, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. So we can see just how we can experience fear physically. They saw what they thought was a ghost. Okay, we're going to respond appropriately to that. And we always see Jesus also, or God, saying, do not fear, do not be afraid. It is I am who is talking to you. Because there's many times in the Bible where something would happen and the Lord would encourage them and remind them, it's just me. We experience emotional fear through turmoil, constant questioning. We question our beliefs. It results in anxiety, depression, or sadness. And one example I think of is just like, ladies, when we're putting on those pants and we're afraid to put on those pants because we don't know if they're going to fit again, right? This can lead us into extremism with dieting, body shame, shaming ourselves, because we're thinking, what if these pants don't fit? And what does that mean about me? So we can have a fear, an emotional turmoil of putting on those pants because we don't know if they're going to fit. Proverbs 14:30 says, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. The enemy of our hearts is fear because it reminds us of the absence of our safety and comfort. Choosing faith over fear is knowing which one we are operating in. So we experience fear spiritually then. We read two types of fear in the Bible. One is good, which we are to fear, hold in reverence, high regard, the Lord. And the second is that fear can be a spirit. So you might feel a spirit of fear if you feel like you can't trust God or that God isn't safe or kind and good. You may find yourself avoiding the Bible or going to church. Also, if you feel like you want to hide from God, there's a lot of different examples of what a spirit of fear is, but we can also look at the fruit of that as well. We should not feel shame for fear as a natural response to a threat. That's the way God designed our bodies. Our emotional fears remind us of our unrenewed minds. And I like to think of the analogy of a robber, which I talk a lot about in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. If you struggle with understanding what it means to renew your mind and how to do that, I really highly recommend you pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, because I actually walk you through how to do this and how to live transformed and not just read your Bible and not just do the Christian checklist, but we are going to actively pursue healing. And that way you continue to heal in your everyday life and to not overwhelm you, to not feel like you have to get away or read your Bible for hours and hours and hours in one day to experience healing. So in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I really walk you through this analogy as well. But to give you an idea, you know, when you think of a robber coming into your house, he messes everything up. He destroys, he rips out, he steals. Before we accept Jesus as our savior, we are a slave to the enemy, and the enemy has a right to our house. And when we accept Jesus then as our Lord and Savior, we now belong to the Lord. So the enemy has, that robber has no right to be in your house anymore. However, when that robber leaves, he doesn't pick everything up. We are left with an unrenewed mind, just like that robber left everything a mess. And so now that we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are going to tend to the house and we're going to put things back in order and we're going to align ourselves with the truth. A spirit of fear reminds us we have an enemy that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. We became separated from God, creating a spiritual death and no longer having access to the kingdom. In Romans 6:17-18, it says, But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Romans says also says that who we become a slave to whom we obey, and we can very well become a slave to our fear leading to death, or a slave leading to our faith, which leads to righteousness, right? I like to think of ourselves as sponges. Whatever substance that we're soaking in will come out of us. It's just like whenever you put a sponge into something, you don't get something else when you wring it out. You get the same thing that it was soaking in. So faith over fear requires us to recognize which one we are soaking in. So how do we go about really restoring and feeling safe with God and trusting God? Psalm 91:1 says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." So to dwell is to abide as permanent resident. We can be born again without abiding in Christ. So God is love, 1 John 4:8. So to abide in God means we have to abide in love, 1 John 4:16. And the Hebrew word here that was translated shadow is cell. And it was translated as defense. So this means those continuously trusting in the Lord will have him come to their defense. You're going to feel tension walking and abiding with the Lord. So walking through tension is really the testimony of your abiding in trusting God. Tension is there because change is happening. When we are in the presence of God, a transformation has to happen because he's a holy God. Moses took off his sandals, recognizing the fact that there was a difference between God and him. Moses stood on holy ground, right? So something has to change about us when we enter into the presence of God. So we can't enter the presence of God not being changed. It's our proximity to God that demands the change in us. Safety is restored every time we are in his presence. He comes to our defense. Choosing faith over fear requires intimacy with God. Psalm 91:2, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." I love this scripture because it says, "I will say of the Lord." That means it's our confession. So our response is our responsibility. He says, "I will say." It's an active response to our faith in Jesus when we are saying of the Lord. Psalm 91:3, "Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence." Fowler is a bird, and a snare is what we use to catch the fowler. This verse implies that even if you're in a snare, right? Even if you're caught, he's going to save you. Meaning that when we make a mistake, when we mess up, he doesn't just leave us in our mess. Our testimony becomes our witness, and our mess turns into our message. Let me just say that one more time. Our testimony becomes our witness, and our mess turns into our message. And I want to end on this. Psalm 91:4-6 says, "He will cover you with the feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness." I got this image from the Lord when I was preparing this about how whenever you want to protect a child that's close to you from seeing something or hearing something, what do? You grab them, you pull them into your chest, and you cover their ears, you cover their eyes. Maybe you've even seen it like in a movie where you just see the mom or the dad, something bad is happening around them, and they just pull them into their chest and they cover their eyes and ears. This is exactly how I see the Lord with us. See, you protected that child, right? Because you love them, because you care for them. However, it's the proximity to that child that you were able to comfort them. It's the same with faith over fear. It's when we choose God that brings comfort to our chaos. It's our proximity to God that he covers us. He's never not covering us. He's not choosing to not cover us. But when we leave the shelter, when we leave from under his wings, that's when we get exposed. But when we're under the shelter, we're covered and we're safe. It's our proximity to him. Verse 5 talks about how you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. In the New Testament, the arrows often can refer to the enemy's thoughts. And the shield of faith is really to take and absorb what the enemy is trying to come at us during the day when we're awake. We know, okay, that flies are attracted to decay. And Satan is called the Lord of Flies. Beelzebub is another name for the devil, and it's translated as the Lord of Flies. It was one of the most loathsome and repulsive of the false gods in the Old Testament. So when we choose faith over fear, we are choosing life over decay. If you are wrestling with feeling safe with God or really having a hard time trusting him, go through Psalm 91. Pick up my book, Face Off with Your Feelings, because I want you to know that your feelings are safe with God and that he cares about what you're experiencing. I want to remind you, friend, today that just because you have sadness, anger, grief, it does not mean that you're not choosing to live in faith. It means that you want to become sanctified. It means that this is an invitation to go to the Lord. You do not have to hide from him in your feelings. You don't have to pretend like it's okay. He wants to go through this with you. And in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I walk you through how to be safe with God and why you can trust him and why it's important that we go to him. When we are aware of fear, we can repair our fear and restore ourselves back to safety by beholding, which is being held by God. And we rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So when we're choosing faith over fear, it requires discipline and training. In the presence of God, we are emotionally safe, physically safe, and spiritually safe. Don't ever forget that. Be sure to join us inside the Facebook group. Sign up, get on the wait list for the Spiritual Growth Framework. I cannot wait to share that journey with you, to go through it with you. We're going to have live classes and so much more. Until next time, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? Many of us allow our feelings to be the engine in our lives instead of the caboose. We are run by our feelings when we run away from them. But as I teach in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, we no longer have to run and hide from our feelings. Our feelings can lead us into a deeper relationship with God. Whether you feel too busy to slow down, believe you are not worth the time, the effort, or the fight, you feel so overwhelmed with where to start, or have no idea how to take your thoughts captive, question your thoughts, or renew your mind, my book, Face Off With Your Feeling, helps you create space step by step to heal the tender places of your soul. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I teach you how worthy you are of love and healing because of our good Father in heaven. I write from my own journey and I share simple, tangible action steps for you to take as you work through the process of healing, including changing the way you think about God to change the way you live with God, creating the space you need to find healing, discovering how to get the word of God from your head into your heart, experience and love of God through relationship and not works, and finally, finding freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So if you are ready for your feelings to not be the engine in your life that runs you, but rather the caboose, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, by heading to jessicahoddle.com/shop today.